who's responsible? I say, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
I say, pay attention now, boy. This is, of course, Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. You all asked for it. I say, you all asked for it. Now you're gonna get it. And boy, oh boy, are you gonna get it.
Go, I say, go away, boy. You bother me.
I mean, clearly, like, not everybody was kung fu fighting, right?
Yes.
And by that,
everyone.
I mean...
Everyone.
Wow. And by that, I mean, hi, welcome to the Pinball Junk Drawer. Show 16. Wow, I'm losing my mind. The only pinball podcast that leaves the screaming ghost to the new Thor movie. Anyway, my name is Foghorn Leghorn, and with me, as always...
Craft Brew Sally.
As usual, Craft Brew Sally. I thank you for enduring the last show without Craft Brew Sally. I know it was tedious, but she's back from her trip over from Pennsylvania. Did you play any pinball over...
Unfortunately, I did not.
Well, that's okay.
It sucked.
Yes. Well, that's usually what... I'm not going to finish that sentence anyway. So what do we got going on in this show?
I'd like to play a game.
Time to play the game? You're not going to spit water on me like that big muscly guy. Okay.
No, I'm not.
You're a game? But, wow.
Yes, a game.
All right. Well...
I would like to see if you can name that pinball machine.
Wowzers. That's an exciting game. All right. Name that. I'll need some help. To start off with. So is it a newer game or an older game?
It's an older game.
Okay. Older than me?
No.
Okay. Nothing's older than me.
It's not older than me either.
Is it older than dirt? No, it's not. Oh, okay.
No.
So, all right. Is there any, like, connection to this? Do I have any, is it like one of my favorites or just, or?
It's relevant.
Relevant?
Relevant. Yes.
That's an intriguing choice of words. Okay, I'm going to start. So it's like an EM.
It's an EM,
okay,
yes.
It is an EM.
It
All
is.
Right. Is everyone excited? This is the first game here on what the hell is this? The pinball junk drawer. Yes, I say, sure. I lost that Foghorn Leghorn bit early on. Good for that. All right. How about KISS? Remember KISS? You like that? Yeah, because I was playing that at the District 82.
No, it's a bit older than KISS.
A little older than KISS. So KISS was what, 1979, 1980?
79.
79, all right.
Yes.
Older than KISS.
You are correct.
I am correct. So, I got to get the, remember the bell? Holy crap. Not prepared. All right, how about Fireball? Fireball.
Fireball is not the correct answer.
That's never the correct answer. Do you want another drink of Fireball? No, I don't. I do not.
So, okay, it is younger than Fireball.
Younger than Fireball. You know what? Okay, so that was 72. Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, is it 8-Ball Deluxe because of the last debacle of 8-Ball Deluxe?
No.
That would have been a good one, though.
It would have been, but it's not.
This is a real noodle scratcher.
This is. Okay, let me throw in there. It's... Western themed.
Because my next guess was going to be Centigrade 37, because that is my all-time favorite EM. If I could ever get one of those, I would push down children and elderly and grab it and be like, this is mine. Okay, so Western theme.
Yes.
And it's not 8-Ball Deluxe.
It is not 8-Ball Deluxe.
Well, not Dolly Parton. I am going to give.
Okay, so.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I guess.
It's called Flip Flop.
Flip Flop? Yes. Oh, like that old, like that fucking Bronco. What?
Yeah.
Okay, like, I'm drawing a blank.
Should we get a Godzilla or should we not get a Godzilla?
Oh, sick burn, bro. That was very, very well. Golf clap, everyone. That was very well done. Ah, wow. Leading into this show, you see, I don't know if anyone was around a couple shows ago when I declared, well, after being wronged by someone who I don't talk about, or I just don't even talk about it, I am not getting a Godzilla pinball machine, even though I should, because that's my favorite thing in the whole universe, next to, like, you know, Darth Vader and the 5, 6, 7, 8. And then I broke.
we are on the list for a Godzilla. So sometime between now and maybe 2024, we might have a Godzilla.
Yes. So that Kingpin Games here in Wisconsin is, I'm on a list. And then he even said, well, they've gone up in price since the last time you talked to me. And I was like, in for a penny, in for a pound. And now I'm on the waiting list. And it's sometime in late 2023, which is fine. Because, frankly, I have to save money to buy this machine. I don't use credit cards. So we never use credit to buy this stuff. And we, you know, it's like one of those things where we have the money, but then our savings look sad. And I start getting panic attacks, heart palpitations. Luckily, Craft Brew Sally works at a pharmacy and can give me drugs to get me through the palpitations. But I watch too much Deadly Women, so I always question what she brings home anyway. That was a good one. You got me. Yes. I did a total flip block where I snapped one day and I was like, well, I got to get Godzilla.
First, we were like, yeah, let's get it.
And I
was on board. I was like, let's put our name on that list right now.
Yeah, that was at the Expo or something, yeah, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Or maybe, yeah, Expo or MGC, doesn't matter.
I can't remember which one, but...
And we were talking to some of the people, you know, in a group where we belong to, and they were like, yeah, you know, you go to this one guy that's affiliated with our group, and you get a discount. I was like, well, it's win-win. It's my favorite thing in the world, Godzilla. And then I emailed, and he was like, nah, just regular price. I was like, well, that's not what everyone else is saying. So apparently that's for some people. So I walk away angry and butthurt. And then I was like, you know what? The hell with it. I'll be happier with the money. And then I was sitting there and we played Godzilla. Remember we played it?
Oh, yeah. I loved it. Oh
God, and I played it. And I was like, oh, I got to get a Godzilla. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I just said, you know what? The hell with it. And I just, yep. And we just took the plunge. So hopefully after it arrives at some point in our lives, we lived long enough to get it. And then we all be, all hail Kingpin Games in Wisconsin.
All hail Godzilla.
All hail Godzilla, indeed. That was, it's tough.
Yeah.
I got to tell you that the amount of money that it's commanding is trying for a working jerk, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just a working slob. I'm not a rich person, you know? But sometimes you like kind of look at stuff and you're like, well, what are you going to do? Like, you're going to just wish you had it all the time? Or are you going to pony up and make sacrifices and get it? You know, and that's what I'm going to sell another guitar, and I'll sell, you know, some junk, whatever. I'll just figure out ways to get money. I thought about a second job, but I don't want to do that because I don't like second jobs. I don't like first jobs. So, you know.
And Craft Brew Sally's giving up some of her craft brew.
Yes. So, yeah, we're making we're dedicated to getting the Godzilla in-house. And one of the funniest things is he was like, well, it'll cost extra for delivery. And I was like, nah, we're not going to do that. And then like a week later, we sold the truck. So yep. I got to figure that whole conundrum out too. And I'm sure I can borrow a truck or just rent one or whatever. It doesn't matter. Or maybe I'll just pay the guy. He can bring it and lug it down those freaking steps. Yes. That might be worth a couple bucks.
Yes, yes, it would be. Because we brought three down those steps already. And
it's such a nerve-wracking experience. We have switchback steps. So you're going to go down one half a flight, turn the machine, and then down the second half of flight. Now, it's not terrible. Because modern machines
because you're always on the good end of the not, it's not terrible.
I wouldn't say the good end, but it depends which way you're looking, I guess. But, the modern machines aren't as heavy as the older stuff.
Okay. Like,
those new machines are lighter than that damn Namco bowling game. That's the heaviest thing we've ever moved. It's like, how can this thing weigh this much?
But I'm still surprised every time we bring this up that you got that while I was on a different trip to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, what's with you going to Pennsylvania? You want to live there or something? Jeez. No, I'm kidding. No one wants to live there.
I have the cutest niece and nephew there.
Yeah, yes, you do. But yeah. I loaded on the truck and loaded off the truck.
And there it was when I got home.
Yeah, and I had these delusions of grandeur that this was for you and your dad to make memories together. And your dad got beat by your mom playing once, and he never touched it again. I was like, well, I guess we're making the memories, because here it is. It's a fun game.
Oh,
it's
really yeah, good game. I love it.
Well, so there you have it. You do or you don't. You know, and I guess we would have been happy going and playing them and trying to find Godzilla to play here and there, but I think we'll be happy once it arrives and sits next to the Beatles and next to Wonelli and next to the Dr. Dude. And we're going to be like, wow.
Yeah.
What a lineup, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I already bought, I'm already on the list. I bought a mod for it. This guy that makes this mod. So I'm already, and I'm building the topper for it. Like, I'm so dumb. But it's okay. It keeps my brain happy and it keeps saying. So other than the getting, signing up to be in debt up to our eyeballs, we also, I did some work on the Beatles machine. Yeah.
I played the best game of my life.
Yep, after the Titans kind of fun. I always convert our games to the Titan super comps. They're silicone. They're nice. There's nothing wrong with any of the other things. Nothing wrong with stock. I'm not one of those snobs, but I always convert it because it's a really, they just play nice. They feel different. And so I bought all the stuff from Titan and I got the shipment and I double checked the order. But I missed the orders for the slings and those two little outposts. So I'm like, oh, I'm double paying for damn shipping. But okay, whatever. And I just chose the cheapest one for the second package. So I got all the thing converted. Beautiful. Wiped it all down. You know, you polish everything. It's like waxed and clean. And you're like, oh my God. And we're playing it. And
I wrecked it.
You literally broke the machine.
I get my personal high score. And then I broke two of the
drop targets. Yeah, you know, since day one, I'm concerned for those drop targets because they are a major like bash toy. That's right where the ball hits those, and I mean it hits those things, and they're made to be hit. But yes, and the two middle ones kept on trying to get popped up, and then they wouldn't, and I was like, oh, here we go. So I opened this thing up. I just got done and I'm taking it apart again. And I took the piece out and like literally the bottom of the cabinet had little plastic pieces. I was like, well, that's not right. And the ledge that's made disintegrated, which sucked. And I was like, oh, man. So I reached out to Stern and they shrugged and said, nope. And I said, ah, crap. So then I found our friend Marshall down in Lutz, Florida, a little shop of games. We've done business with him. He's an awesome guy. If you ever are looking for something in Little Shop of Games in Florida has their part, just go through them. He's such a great, Marshall is such a cool dude and he's a straight up good guy, you know? So he shipped that and I had it on a little leg pinball leg socket lock that has like the plastic on the inside so it doesn't scratch our shiny powder coated leg bolts. I'm such a dork, but anyway, so then all those parts came and I fixed it. Now it's back together and plays marvelously. That Beatles machine is gorgeous. Oh my God, I remember people were like talking smack about Beatles and blah blah blah. Whatever, man. You play that game, you're like, this game is awesome.
Yeah.
That's one of the best games I've played. I'm sorry. It's just, it's such a fun game.
And I think we'll always remember our trip for it, too, because it was right as COVID hit and Florida was locking down all the highways. Oh, so we were like, are we going to get in trouble if we drive across the state to pick up a pinball machine?
Yeah. Yeah. I traded a, I had an Austin Powers I bought. This is my first new in-box machine. I didn't really know what the hell I was doing. I was buying and selling like routed machines and played machines and fixing them. And then finally I was like, I'm going to get a new one. And at the time I found this Austin Powers and it arrived on a pallet. I think I got it from someplace in California. I can't even remember. So then finally I was like, we'll trade this in and that and like, was it?
Maybe
I think it was that in $3,000 or something like that got us the Beatles gold, and we're driving down and it's empty, and I was like, if a cop pulls us over, we're in trouble. But you had like that,
because I was an essential employee because I worked in a pharmacy.
I had that. Remember, I had that email from that one place because they were a supplier to the government and I was their rep.
Yeah.
So I had a piece of paper that said I could be out too, but I didn't think it was going to hold any water whatsoever. But we got down there and they were like, no, you can be out and about. And I was like, okay. And we made the trade, got it home, and oh my God, when I unloaded that thing, I was like, this machine is insane.
Yeah.
That gold powder coat and just what a beautiful Franchi's artwork. It's so gorgeous. Anyone that I know and people make fun of everything, but you're nuts. If you don't, I mean, you might not like the game, but you can stand back and go, wow,
yeah,
this game's awesome.
And I mean, not everybody's a Beatles fan, and that makes a difference to some people. So,
yeah.
And I am, and yeah. you are.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, so that, and then, you know, that and the Godzilla. And I don't know, you could do a lot worse. A fella could do a lot worse than having those two machines in their basement. So exciting all around. Next, do you have anything else we want to go through? Oh, we went to District Night 82.
Yeah.
Last week. Was it last week?
Maybe.
No, maybe 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Okay, yeah. Time is a blur when you're old.
It was during Expo. Because we weren't able to go to Expo.
Yeah, that's right. We couldn't go this year. So we went up there and met the guy. And I'm going to try and line up an interview with him. It'll be one of those, you know, that recorder I have. So it's going to sound like crap. Don't get excited. But I want to talk to the guy because he was really, it was great talking to him. He was, what a collection of games up there.
Yeah.
And it's just his. I'm like, what? You know, so.
Did he buy the, did he start because his son is a autistic?
That's what someone had said.
So.
Yeah,
or this, I yes. think that's what he said.
Yeah, on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Said, yeah. So, yeah, it's really cool. Nice guy. I'm going to try and line up just a little impromptu. We're definitely going to go up there again at some point. You know, might even be what that Black Friday thing or something for Black Friday. I don't know if we can swing that or not, but we'll see. And then, yeah, we just went up there and it was kind of empty. Not empty, but boy, you didn't have trouble getting on any machines.
No.
And what's with that game? I never in my life played, what was it, Wheel of Fortune. And then, like, out of nowhere, I got the second highest score. I guess kept, like, playing. And then you'd play a ball and it literally was like...
Side drain. I hate those side drains. And
then I'd be playing for another 5 minutes and then you'd play...
Side drain.
It was like, what's going on here? And I literally, at the end, I was like, this game is, like, really crazy. And then... And then it was like, you're player number two, or you're the second highest. And I was like, what? I had never played that game. I never even saw that game before. That was really, what an odd experience. But boy, they have a lot of cool games up there. So, and we were talking to him about our Dr. Dude a little bit. All right, well, that's another story. Hopefully we can string together an interview and talk with him, and then we'll give a full, in-depth, awesome review of awesome District 82. Up there in Green Bay. It used to be Titletown, but I must have gotten a cease and desist. Also, what else was I going to do? It's something else I was going to... Oh, I'm going to do a book review of that, the Illustrated History of Pinball that I read it once and I'm going to read it through a second time, and I'll probably do an independent show on that. So you can skip that and just be like and send the angry emails. Where's Craft Brew Sally? That's going to do it for this week.
I'll read it too. I'll give you my input.
Okay, good for you. Like that's
take one for the team.
Yeah, no, that's a really awesome book. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks for bringing the game. That was exciting. Although I was the butt of the joke, but yeah. It's a good joke. It makes a lot of sense. And thank you for listening. And hopefully you've enjoyed this wonderful edition of the Pinball Junk Drawer. We'll see you next time. I keep saying we're going to have a more regular cadence, but it sure doesn't happen. So sad. Oh, well. Thanks, everyone. My name is my name is Foghorn Leghorn, and with me, as always,
Craft Brew Sally.
And we'll see you next time. Oh, I keep saying I'm going to leave, and I don't. That's just good podcasting.
Yeah.
Make sure you're going to projectpinball.org. It's a 501c that's dedicated to putting pinball machines into children's hospitals. They set them on free, so it's not a shakedown for quarters. And they keep them working. That's the rub with pinball machines. And they are just really awesome. Check it out. They have a lot of campaigns on there. They have a lot of raffles. They always have stuff going on. So projectpinball.org. I'm not being paid to say that. I just do because I believe in their cause. And also Dan's a really cool dude.
Yes.
So, all right. That's it. See you next week or next time sometime. I'm going to turn this off now.
Okay.
Great. Oh, oh. Ah,
shut up! That's all, folks.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.